Hello, everyone. This is Maura
and Harp
with your Catchword podcast at Culips.
That's CULIPS.com.
Yeah, Culips.com. So you can go to that website and check out our lip service where we have transcript, more explanation, and quizzes about this episode and every Culips episode.
And today's episode is a catchword podcast where we take one expression and we break it down. We give you the definition, we give you a synonym.
We do lots of fun stuff. So Harp, what is the expression for this episode?
Well, today we're going to look at the expression off the hook.
Off the hook.
Yeah, off the hook.
So to be let off the hook or to get off the hook means that you were in trouble and now you're out of trouble, so you're free from the trouble.
Exactly. There are other definitions for off the hook, but we'll explain those at the end.
But in this episode, we're going to look at the meaning of to be out of trouble.
Exactly.
So let's give an example for this definition.
Okay.
A friend of mine was actually arrested by the police recently, Harp.
Really?
Yeah, for robbing a bank.
Wow. I didn't know that you hung around those sorts of people.
Well, actually, I don't. My friend didn't do it, so after a couple hours, the police saw that it wasn't my friend that did it, so my friend was off the hook.
Okay, so your friend was no longer blamed for robbing the bank.
Exactly. And the origin of this expression is actually really interesting. Because a hook, well, it's like a little metal device that fishermen use to catch fish in the water, right? So if you imagine a fish swimming, and the fish is on the hook. The fish is caught. The fish is in trouble. But if the fish can get away, if the fish can get off the hook, it's free from trouble. Does that make sense?
That definitely makes sense.
Yeah, it's a really old expression from the 1800s.
Oh, I didn't know it was that old.
So we said earlier that to get off the hook means to be out of trouble. But we don't usually say out of trouble when we speak very fast, do we, Harp?
No, and I speak very fast.
Right, so how do we usually say out of trouble?
We usually say out of trouble.
Right, we don't really pronounce the of, we say out of trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So now, I want to give another example for off the hook.
All right.
So, this is a funny story. So yesterday, my friend was driving, and he was speeding a little bit, and he got stopped by the police.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. Yeah, so he told the police that his wife was having a baby, so he was trying to get to the hospital really fast. They believed him, so he didn't get a ticket, and he got off the hook.
Wow, so he totally got out of trouble.
Exactly.
Wow, but was his wife really having a baby?
No, he's not married.
There's another way that we can also say to be out of trouble or off the hook. What is that other expression?
The other expression is to be in the clear.
Right, so when you're in the clear, you're out of trouble and you're off the hook.
Okay, so when you're in the clear, there are no problems. You don't have to worry.
Right, and clear is usually like a safe or good word. So if something is clear, it's a good thing.
Okay, Maura, I think we should give an example with in the clear.
Okay, sure. Hey, Harp, I'm really upset.
Oh no, what's wrong?
Well, I borrowed books from the library that were due 1 month ago, and I don't know where they are, so I'm going to be fined so much money.
Don't worry, you're in the clear. I returned those books a long time ago.
Oh, thank you so much, Harp. So now I don't have to pay any late fees. Perfect.
Yeah, you're out of trouble, you're off the hook, you're in the clear.
Okay, so the expression that we looked at today was off the hook, with the meaning of out of trouble or out of trouble. And what is the other expression that is similar?
In the clear.
Right, in the clear. So there's no trouble anymore. Everything is good.
Exactly. Now there's also two other definitions of off the hook. The first one is that people say off the hook when something is cool.
Right, that's a really new expression. But people use that to mean that something is cool or great or interesting.
Yeah, so that's off the hook. That's cool.
Exactly, it means the same thing. What's the other meaning of off the hook?
The other meaning for off the hook is when you're free from an obligation, something that you had to do. An example could be that today I was supposed to go to a long meeting at work.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun.
No. Long and boring. But then my boss said I could work on a different project. So I was off the hook. I didn't have to go to the meeting.
Right. So you had an obligation and then you're free of the obligation.
Exactly.
Okay. So those are some other ways that we can use off the hook. Great. So that's it for this podcast. If you want to learn about QLIPS, go to our website. This has been Maura
and Harp.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.